It's an excellent song, and one I've got playing regularly for myself now. So if you give me another song, I'll probably have another one that I have to listen to. What's up next?
The next one that I think both has been important in terms of listeners, but important for me, is called Clean White Paper. Back in the 90s, there were a whole bunch of news stories about the exploitation of workers in other countries and fires that started in factories where people were burned to death because the doors were chained shut and things like that. And a whole bunch of these stories came out at one time. And I was sort of weary of the sort of consumer guilt that came along with that and had a sense that I didn't really want to know. I thought if I have those feelings myself, I'm sure that there are people, other people, who are trying to manage in their walk of discipleship who feel the same way. And so the song attempts to articulate, to lay out some of those feelings, but also to try and find some kind of response to the reality that our economic relationships are also moral and spiritual relationships. The song lays out a number of different issues related to the morality and spirituality of our economic relationships. And then there's this moment in the song where you hear the voice of God. It's my wife's favorite moment in that entire CD because the voice of God is a woman. That voice doesn't say everything's going to be fine. That voice just says you can bear to open up your eyes and see this deeper reality. I remember playing this song for the first time. I was living in a rural area, pretty conservative. I had just written the song. I hadn't really been in that region long enough to realize how out of sync I might be with my surroundings. And I was invited to play for a talent show fundraiser held in a church. This was a new song. I'd spent a lot of time on it. So I got up and I played this song that really was about justice issues as issues of faith, making connections between ourselves and people who work on plantations in other countries and things like that, and the rainforest being cut down for our benefit. I finished the song, and you could have heard a pin drop in the room.
really heartening, isn't it?
I had chosen the wrong crowd for this particular song.
Oh, I thought they were just stunned by the wonderfulness of the song.
I wish that were the case. There were a lot of puzzled looks out there, and the pastor who was in charge of the event quickly stood up and said, "Well, thank you for that, and next we're going to hear a wonderful song that we all love, This World Is Not My Home." The irony of that, shifting quickly back to a theology that looks toward the afterlife rather than considering how God might be working in this life, was not lost on me. I'm happy to say that I found other audiences as time went on, and many of those people really resonated with this song.
Clean White Paper, Christopher Grundy.
I don't want to see the dirty little children working 13 hours a day to make this cool white cotton shirt I'm wearing in Bangladesh or somewhere far away. I don't want to hear about no corporations stalking for the lowest wage in ragged countries where the babies all are starving just so I won't have as much to pay. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to think, 'cause I don't want to know just how far we'll go. Just give me clean white paper when you hand me my receipt. Give me a sparkling smile and a thank you, here's your change. Give me the smooth glossy photographs to cover the deceit. Give me something strong enough to kill the pain.